Last December, we celebrated our golden wedding anniversary. We had great plans for it. We were looking forward to being with our family in Yorkshire, going out for a celebration meal together in a nice restaurant somewhere. There's a rather good one near the Humber Bridge that we've been to several times. Alas, the plans came to nothing. We racked our brains. How are we going to celebrate our golden wedding anniversary, just the two of us in splendid isolation? We hunted online and found a local restaurant doing takeaways. We phoned up to order the food, collected it, drove it home, made sure the oven got the food really hot again, dished it out onto our plates, sat down together at the dining room table, and, I'm happy to say, enjoyed it all. Special occasions often involve good food and good company. It might be a birthday, an anniversary, Christmas, or a summer holiday. And sometimes you need some good food to revive you. That's what happened with Elijah. The first book of Kings, chapter 19 in the Old Testament, tells the story of him fleeing for his life from the pagan queen Jezebel. Crossing swords with her has been too much for him. He's exhausted, he's fearful, he's all alone, and he thinks that nothing he's done for his God has achieved anything. "I have had enough, Lord," he says. "Take my life, I'm no better than my ancestors." But at least he can be honest still with God about how he's feeling. No pretense, no forced cheerfulness. What does God do? Give him a good telling off? No. Elijah falls asleep in the desert where he has fled, and when he wakes up, there's food for him to eat. Where did it come from? We aren't told, and will not try guessing. He eats, more sleep, then more food waiting for him. "Get up and eat," God says, "for the journey is too much for you." Elijah has to go on a long journey to meet with God and get his instructions about taking up his ministry again. It was food that made all the difference for Elijah when things were at their worst. So if today or some other day is the day when it all gets too much for you, do what he did and talk to God about it. But even if, in the words of a former Downing Street spin doctor, you don't do God, don't forget the food. It would be so easy to say to yourself that you really can't be bothered to fix yourself anything. But that's just the day when it's important to get something you really enjoy, sit down and get it inside you. This could be the first step on your road back.